Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Sunday, April 7th, 2024. The card we have is a very beautiful Queen of Pentacles from the traditional Korean tarot by Bana. I think the last time we saw this card, it came out on a Sunday, and it's a great Sunday card. You know, I always tell everybody, if you're fortunate enough to still have your mother, give her a call, all right, because this Queen of Pentacles, she is like the ultimate mom, but she's here for more reasons than just to, you know, nurture you and care for you today. She's here to keep you grounded, because boy, do we have all of that flighty Aries energy going on. There's nothing wrong with it, but it tends to be rather scattered at times and has us going in many directions. So she's here to also remind you, you know, slow your roll and to take your time to enjoy the beauty that surrounds you in this world. For those who are up very early, like myself, the moon will still be in Pisces and it will be conjuncting Neptune. Probably feeling a little more like you're in La La Land, to be honest, okay? Because that Neptunian energy just wraps us in this fog of like dreamlike whatever, and it's very easy to get caught up in it and not get anything done. But that passes, all right, pretty early in the morning. So anyway, you know, early morning, the moon is going to move into Aries. Now, y'all know what that means, because tomorrow, the biggest event of the year, the total solar eclipse, which is also a supermoon, new moon, happening at 19 degrees Aries, is taking place, with its major path going across the U.S. So if you're listening in the U.S., you know, pay close attention to what is going on, because, you know, if it's in your area, there's going to be an awful lot going on. Today, that Aries moon will be sextile to Pluto in Aquarius and conjunct to Venus in Aries. And that moon-Venus conjunction really is one which kind of brings that, not just the social element, but one with figures such as your mother. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be your mom. It could be your friends who are female, but this is definitely, you know, that kind of a thing going on. So I think overall, the eclipse aside, Mercury retrograde aside, not saying there won't be events related to those, but in general, the day itself feels rather nice, okay? And it should be enjoyed. But there still are those caveats, okay? And one needs to be careful, you know? It's very easy to tell yourself, well, the eclipse isn't until tomorrow. I'm good, you know? And boy, you can get yourself into trouble. You never know when that message is going to drop. So as I mentioned before, call your mother. Make good use of this very grounded queen. Take care of those around you. And have a listen to my new moon tarot guidance, which will help guide you through the other side of everything that's going on, as well as my April love and finance. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.